Esme headed clockwise from T3, where the 14th Heavy Maintenance had its administrative offices, to T4, sure that she had now caught on to the Kosciusko's peculiar structure. At the hub end of T4, she found an array of personnel and cargo transport tubes and took the personnel lift down to the 8th deck. There, she faced an axial passage wide enough for three horsemen abreast and plunged into it, looking for the third crosswise passage. She passed one administrative office after another, each occupied by busy clerks. Communication systems, weapon systems, remote imaging systems, but nothing labeled Holland architecture. Finally, she stopped.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Holland architecture.
Holland architecture? That's on the port side main passage, sir. You'll have to go back to the hub and clockwise to it.
Surely there are cross passages?
No, sir. T4 has one of the main repair bays. Nothing goes straight across at this level from deck 3 up to deck 15.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
No problem, sir. It takes a while for anyone to get used to this place. Just take this passage back, turn left, then look for the P designations on the bulkheads. That's port side main. If you keep going, you'll get to portside secondary, which you don't want. Holland architecture is about as far down portside main as we are down starboard, so...
So she had given herself a lot more walk than she wanted.
Thank you.
This ship shouldn't need any fitness equipment if everyone got lost occasionally. Although Esme felt the length of the hike in her legs, she had no more trouble finding Patak's office. The portside main passage was easy enough, and at the third passage aft, she found a pivot who directed her the rest of the way. Major Patak wasn't in that office. Esme glanced up and down the passage. Crewmen moved along as if they knew what they were doing, and no Major. She thought of going to look, and decided not to play that game. She would simply park here until Patak came back. Esme glanced around. On the bulkhead facing the entrance was a display of metal pieces. Esme wondered what it was and moved closer to read the label below. Common welding errors, it said. Esme could see the big lopsided blob at the one joint and the failure of another blob to cover the joint. But what was wrong with the rest of them?
So, you're my new assistant.
Esme turned around. Major Patak looked like her name sounded. A short, angular woman with a narrow face that reminded Esme uneasily of a mule.
Sir.
And no background at all in naval architecture or heavy engineering, I notice.
No, sir.
Do you at least have some background in construction of anything? Even a chicken house?
It was clear that Patak was furious about something. Esme hoped it wasn't her own presence.
Not unless helping put a roof back on a stable after a windstorm counts.
No, it doesn't. Someone must be mad at both of us, Lieutenant. Sector HQ stole 3 of my best HNA specialists, promoted my assistant off this ship, and left me short, and now they've sent you, whatever your background is.
Scan, mostly.
If I were religious, I would consign their sorry butts to some strenuous afterlife. Blast it. I never can stay mad long enough to singe them properly, and they know it. All right, Lieutenant, let's see what you do know. Whatever it is, it's not enough, but at least you haven't done anything stupid yet.
I've hardly had time, sir.
Patak moved to her desk, where she yanked at a drawer without effect.
There's a naive statement. I've been sent idiots who managed to screw up before I've met them. Oh! For instance, this drawer. It never has worked right since your predecessor, X2, thought it would be clever to rekey the lock. We still don't know what he did, but none of the command wands work on it, nor does anything else but brute force and profanity. Piece of shit, goddamn son of a bitch and bastard!
Ah! Esme wanted to ask why anyone would use such a pesky drawer, but this was not the time. She watched Patak rummage through the contents, coming up with a couple of data cubes.
You probably wonder why I put anything in here. Frankly, so do I. But there's a little enough secured storage down here, not with all the specialists we have aboard. People who know all the tricks of every security device since the latch. They sent me some background on you, but I haven't looked at it yet, which I hope you won't hold against me.
No, sir.
For God's sake, Lieutenant, loosen up! Find a seat somewhere! Let's see here.
Patak inserted the cube in a cube reader as Esme looked around for something to sit on. Every horizontal surface was crusted in clutter. The two chairs had piles of hard copy that looked like inventory lists.
Just shove some of that onto the floor. Danton was supposed to clean it up yesterday, but he's in sick bay with some crud he caught. I think we'd do better to let them brew their nasty chemicals on board. They always get sick ashore.
Esme set a pile of paper carefully on the floor and sat down. Patak was scowling at the cube reader's display.
Well, for a mutineer and a hero, you're awfully quiet, Lieutenant Sweeza. Trying to cover your tracks? The strong silent type. Not mine, as you've already discovered. Planetary militia family. Ye gods, one of those Sweezas.
Esme hadn't had that reaction from anyone in fleet before. Patak stared at her.
Do they know?
I'm not sure what you mean, sir.
Don't play games with me, Lieutenant Sweeza. I mean, does Fleet understand that planetary militia is an understatement when applied to the Sweeza family of Altiplano?
I had assumed they did. At least, when I applied, there was a background check, and surely they found out.
You're a careful pup. I noticed that had. What do you think now?
Most don't realize it, but I presume someone must.
I see.
Patak scrolled through the cube contents. Esme presumed it was a précis of her record.
Interesting place, Altiplano, but I wouldn't want to live there. At least you were on the science branch at the academy. Interesting. You didn't take the usual courses for someone going command track. What did you think? Technical?
Yes, sir.
And then you end up the most junior officer ever to command a patrol vessel in combat. And win. I'll bet someone's looking into your background again. Well, I'll tell you what, Lieutenant. The most important thing you can do right now is learn your way around this ship, because when I have something for you to do, I don't want you to spend an hour finding out where it is. So, next 3 days, while we're docked, go everywhere and see everything and be ready for an orientation exam when you come back. That's 0800 on the 27th, clear?
Yes, sir. If the Major doesn't mind, how did you know about Altiplano?
Good for you. I was wondering if you'd get up the nerve to ask. I met a fellow one time I thought of hitching up with, back when I was a jig and things weren't going too well. Spent a leave on Altiplano with his family. Heard all about the Sweezes and their relations and the local politics. But the whole time he was extolling the beauties of those big rolling plains and snow-capped mountains, I was wishing for a nice, tight spaceship. Especially after a gallop over the plains in a rainstorm, I was sure I'd be fried by lightning. And I was so sore I couldn't walk for days. I suppose you ride?
When I have to. It's expected, riding. But I chose space.
My kind of woman. Now get out of here and start learning where things are. Warn you, my exams are no joke. Here, this is what you need.
Patak tossed over a data cube.
That and good legs.
Thank you, sir.
0800 on the 27th.
Yes, sir.
Esme paused, but the Major didn't look up. She retraced her way back to the hub corridors, then looked up her assigned quarters and figured out a route to that compartment. T2 should be back the way she'd come, counterclockwise, then up the personnel lift, and she paid close attention to the axial passage designation, even though T2 wasn't split by a repair bay. Somewhere around here... Her compartment was small, but her own. Lieutenants had that bit of privacy. Her duffel was waiting on the bunk, its seals unbroken. She stowed her gear in the locker, activated the status board, and confirmed her identity to the computer's inquiry. On a bulkhead, a colored plan explained the officer housing arrangement. T2 was configured for personnel housing. Decks of enlisted bunking, broken into large bays for most, with 2 or 4-person compartments for the most senior. An entire deck for junior officers, with ensigns in 10-man bays, jigs in 2-person compartments, and lieutenants in separate compartments, ranging outward by seniority. Above her was a deck of billeting for field-grade officers, and above that, a deck for the flag officers. She blinked at the number of admirals aboard. Messing was in the same wing. 2 levels of food storage, kitchens, and dining halls. Exercise rooms, gyms, pools, even team sports space. She shuddered at the thought of more Parpon enthusiasts. And on the top decks, open gardens.
Gardens?
Some space stations had gardens, but no fleet vessel she'd ever been on. She thanked whatever beneficent deities had not assigned her to environmental. It must be unbelievably difficult on a ship like this. She looked around her compartment again. She hadn't minded ensign bunking when she'd been that junior. Some automatic device in her brain kept the worst dreams away when she was sleeping in a public space. Lack of privacy when awake had rarely bothered her either. She had not had much free time to miss it. Now she would have to hope that the nightmares didn't wake her neighbors on either side. Her conscience pointed out that she could always go to medical and request help from the psychs. She ignored it. She had no messages waiting. She was not expected anywhere in particular. Which meant she could take a look at Patak's assignment on the cube if she could find a cube reader free. The console informed her that she had her own cube reader. It took her a moment to find it. She had never seen one in the fully stowed position. Most people left them half open at least for the next user. The cube contained what looked like ordinary ship schematics. Not ordinary, exactly. This ship wasn't ordinary. But nothing she couldn't have pulled off the general user base and displayed on her own console. Esme called up the schematics on the console to check that. Not quite the same. Passages that went through on one schematic dead-ended in the other. Lifts were in slightly different places. Esme scowled at the display.
Is the Major trying to play me for a fool, or is the ship's own database wrong? If so, why?